The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Niels van Jaarsveld is by ons in die atelier. Baie welkom by The Drive with Robin Ross.
Baie dankie. Is wonderlik om hier te wees. I thought it was going to be like Oscar music and then it sounds like I'm in Disneyland.
You know.
It's not necessarily a bad thing.
The award for best soft toy. Thanks for having me. I'm a huge fan. So it's it's a groot voorreg om vandag hier by julle te wees. Thank you. So that's so cool.
So luister, dit is vir ons great dat jy hier is. What is your kind of city situation at the moment? Because I think you've actually done quite a bit of effort to come see Jacaranda because you don't live in Gauteng anymore.
I do not. Like what they would say on Facebook, it's complicated.
Okay.
But yeah, so I live in a house in I bought a house in Botterfield, a very small town wat nog koeie in die straat het en hulle lewe nog melk by jou huis af. So it's now Hermanus. So it's basically between tussen Grabouw en Caledon. Yeah, so basically if that makes people should look at a map of South Africa and understand where people live. I think they can, look at themselves be up foot just to go, because I must admit when I say that, not a lot of people, 1 out of 10 might know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you, as a working actor up here in Joburg, where most of the work is, end up in Botrivier, and how do you manage to make your career work from Botrivier?
So the wonderful thing about, probably the only wonderful thing about Corona was that people realized that you can work remotely. So if you have a good Wi-Fi signal or, line or whatever the case might be, then you can actually have a lot of Zoom calls and do auditions and things like that. But I work on Deepa Vaters at the moment. Yeah. So that shoots in Johannesburg. So what happens is when I have a moment, I fly back home. If I have to stay on for a couple of days to shoot, then I stay on. It's a very interesting exercise. I decided not to stay in one place, so get a flat or anything like that, but to do it day by day, night by night. So I think in the last year, I might have slept in over 60 different beds.
Oh, and, no.
Yeah.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It's actually quite interesting because sometimes you do, collaborations with wonderful boutique hotels and things like that, and then you feel like Brad Pitt. And then the next day you sleep in a place that feels like it's out of the DRC. And then you feel like Brad Sheen.
I just couldn't deal with different pillows and different mattresses and different everything all the time.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
Yeah, but Niels seems like a nomadic spirit, and I guess that's what makes the whole acting game so exciting, right?
It does. I mean, I just came back from a trip to Fancourt. I went to go play in a members' invitational there, which was great, but I flew in for this and other media sort of, things that I had to do, and then tomorrow morning I catch a 6 o'clock back to Cape Town to continue editing on this new show that I'm doing.
That's why you're here.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Is that why
because
I'm here? Thank you. I thought it was just cool. No, and we're going to talk about the Masters.
We can talk
about the golf later.
Okay.
I want to know, why did you decide to make a TV show with your dog?
Is that a rhetorical question? Why not?
No, okay. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And can I also mention, so he's got a dog called Lulu.
Mm.
And the dog's got an Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
An Instagram page called Honor Lulu.
That is classic. When I read
which
that,
is
I was
very
like,
funny.
Yeah, I like jokes and laughter. I think it's what sort of they say. It was Oscar Wilde that said, "You can't take life too seriously; you'll never get out alive." So, yes.
Allow me to reframe my question because it was a stupid question.
It wasn't stupid.
I understand why you would want to make a TV show with your dog. What is it about?
There we go.
Okay.
That's a better question.
Yes. So the idea came from a lovely woman from the Laafeld called Hildewald Groenewald. She actually wrote me a mail and said she has this idea that I have to, with Lulu, have to go travel through South Africa and go and visit all the wonderful pet-friendly establishments. Now, what happened is that, unfortunately, I couldn't do the entire show as a presenter. So I decided, we decided, let's keep that format, but we'll just have a different celebrity on every episode with their dogs. But according to me, I think the cat is actually a bigger celebrity.
Yeah.
So what happens is we visit pet-friendly establishments. We go to pet-friendly hotels, restaurants. We do doggy treats. We've got a wonderful sponsor, Regal Pet Health. They have products that we review. We've got a veterinarian. We go take walks in dog parks. So everything you can think about that is pet-friendly and animal-related, we also go to wonderful sort of charity institutions like, you know, pets as therapy, where they use, that's an example, where they use dogs to, you know, give people hope and love at old age homes.
I get the feeling you like dogs.
I do.
A lot.
I love dogs.
So, die show begin op die 8 April, Saterdag aan de 6 uur, op Kijknet.
Yes.
En dit is op reis met my beste vriend. Ja. Jy is ook die vervaardiger van die reeks. So, what was that like for you to kind of step into that role? Because it's the first time that you've actually gone in as a producer. En jy het nou gesê, het nie tyd om te present nie, maar jy is nou vervaardiger.
Ja, exactly. So, dit was ongelooflik interessant to see how it works behind the scenes. I think it's, it's one thing that I probably won't be able to get rid of in my entire life is that whole, you know, Met Ace thing or whatever. So I just decided to turn that into a positive. So the company is called Met Ace. So, and I decided
own it.
I decided that, I got to count my words a little bit, but I've realized that if you don't necessarily do it yourself, then it doesn't necessarily get done.
True story.
So you need to choose people that you want to work with. So I had a very tight, close-knit team of wonderful people that I worked with, but I decided, I'm gonna don the director's cap. I'm gonna take on the producer side, and I'm gonna present one of the episodes, and then also write the script. So I think it's no wonder that I'm feeling 60 today.
Understandably so. I have a photo here that Nielsen Ross don't know about. Where's this from?
Oh my word.
Where is this from?
Sitting next to Hannon.
It's some sort of event somewhere. It looks like a theater. Everyone's in ties. Ross is all dolled up. There's a beautiful dress and a necklace and some hair, Roseanne McKenzie.
I'm not wearing the beautiful dress. What was that?
That was a publicity. From a TakeNet campaign called Beleef Jou Wêreld in Afrikaans.
Yeah.
And we were both featured in the campaign and we happened to sit next to each other. I think it was, we shot it at the Lyric Theatre. And that was the shot. I can't believe.
Wow.
It's a little blast from the past. You can hold on to that
if you
want.
That's as big as a surprise for you, Niels, as it was for me.
Sure.
Listen, you were speaking about your love of golf. And I'm sure Joe would like to have this chat with you. Who's your money on for the Masters?
Oh, I'm going to go with Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
So I'm a huge Jordan Spieth fan, but unfortunately, you know, it's been an interesting time. Yeah, but I just think if you think that Scottie and the he's limiting his mistakes, and I heard that John Rahm four putted, so I don't really know what's your.
Well, look, I mean, I'm just hoping that one of the LIV Golf guys takes it so that they can just be a little bit of controversy, because you know we love like a little, and then someone will watch a little bit more golf because now it's going to be like, oh, the LIV Golf guys won, why were they there in the first place, they should have handed in their PGA cards and all that sort of stuff. So I think that'll be great for golf.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that either.
Or Tiger,
Cam Smith coming, or Tiger, always Tiger. We don't mind if Tiger wins it, he's fine.
I'd be happy for Tiger to win,
yes,
to be honest.
I think we're always
it'll
happy for Tiger
fun,
when he wins it,
right?
Yeah.
It'll be the greatest comeback ever.
So Niels, vertel ons, hoekom moet kijkers inskakel vir Op Reis met my beste vriend? En sê vir ons ook bietjie van die ander celebrities wat part
van
deel is.
Ja, who's on the show?
So, for me, it was important to create a program for us that is uplifting en wat mense hoop gee. En I think at the moment, it's a little bit of a broad statement, but within society, I think we've kind of lost track of what it's all about, you know, where it all started. So, I decided to take dogs as an example, if you were to look at their unconditional love and their loyalty and their happiness and their, you know, amped, the surfers say amped always. I mean, about life. Hulle is altijd so gelukkig om jou te sien.
Yeah.
En hulle is altijd so opgewonden oor alles. En hulle kort so min, maar hulle gee so baie. En vir my was het belangrijk om 'n show te maak wat mense vir 'n half uur kan entertain, wat hulle opvoed, maar ook lekker laat voel en mense ook inlig oor wonderlike instansies waar hulle kan help. En dat aan die einde van die dag kan ons eintlik maar bietjie meer raak soos honde of katte, want ek dink of enige diere, want hulle het baie lessies wat hulle vir ons kan leer. So it's a adventurous show, it's a fast-paced show, it's an interesting show, and I'm hoping the people will love it so we can have many more series maar ja, interessante mense soos Lia en Theodore Jantjies met sy boerboel en ons het vir Odell de Wet wat ook op Binnenlanders was saam met my en dan Hunter Kennedy van die Jewels fantasties.
What kind of dog does Hunter have?
He's got a Worshant, a Dapple with of course he does with the name of the same name as my dog Lulu.
Oh really?
Can you believe it? Yeah, so it's actually quite a popular dog name for Worsies.
It's going to be such a cool show to watch just to see people and their dogs because we asked you to send us WhatsApps of your dog because everyone has lots of photos of their pets on the phone and I'm literally just scrolling down this endless parade of dog pictures going good dog, good dog, good dog, good. They're so cute.
They are so cute. Therese is at the beach with her dog living their best life. It's so cute.
Yes, oulik oinkies what I'll swear.
Alle oinkies is oulik.
Yeah.
My
this
yard,
is the thing. This is a great idea for a show. So where can we watch it? When can we watch it?
So it premieres on Saturday at 6 o'clock on Kijknet.
Nice.
There's a lot of repeats, but it'll be nice if you can watch in between the Masters. Just flip over to Kijknet, you know, because I'm going to be watching the Masters. Lulu, actually, my dog actually watches golf with me.
Really?
So, yeah, she likes it. I don't know if she likes it, the tranquility of it all. Maybe the birds in the background at the Masters and that weird music, which they haven't changed in 84 years.
Yeah. Meanwhile, your dog's got a really mean betting account going on.
Absolutely, yeah. She says she apologized for not being here today. She's watching the Masters.
Bless her.
Op Reis met My Beste Vriend. It's the brand new show. You can watch it on Kijknet as of Saturday afternoon from 6 o'clock. I'm so glad you get to do this. I'm so glad it's been so much fun. And I hope you get many more out of it, dude.
Thank you very much, man. I appreciate it. I can feel people being excited about it. Yeah. And I'm excited about it. So, at the end of the day, we're all going to leave this interesting earth. And maybe we can make some sort of difference to someone's life. You know, random acts of kindness. And hopefully we can do this with the show and help out where we can. And just make people realize that, let's be more like dogs or cats. You know, expect little, give more.
Baie dankie Niels, het was wonderlik om jou hier te hê. Is enige tyd. Welkom weer op The Drive with Robin Ross.
Baie dankie vir die tyd. Thanks.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.